Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
learning new fun facts about celebrities.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. I find it hard to listen to podcasts and like do...
retain information.
Yeah, no, you're so right.
But you can do it though, which is the point of this, is and giving you options.
Round of applause for Grace as well.
Yeah, well done. Did you have that... when did you prepare that?
30 seconds ago.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Just switched on this morning.
You are on this morning. You know what? I think it's that little suit jacket of yours.
I feel like I'm an executive producer.
Little blazer. You are the executive producer of the show.
I know, but I feel like one.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to try and tie everything together here. So Grace said fun facts about celebrities. Let's just pause on that for a moment. We'll keep reflecting on what she's wearing. She looks like a business lady. If you want to see what she's wearing, you can head to our Instagram at Jimmy Nath to watch the Ask Jimmy Nath Anything video, which is also on this podcast, which is a very fun, I'd say it is a game. It's a bit of a game. We don't know what questions are coming and we do our best to answer them. And that's a game that we play each and every week. Speaking of games, Grace, you've prepared something that we mentioned on this a couple of days ago.
So on Monday's show, we discovered that Justin Timberlake's stage name, or no, real name, sorry, is Justin Randall Harless.
Yeah.
I did Google afterwards. That was 100% incorrect.
Something we said on the show is incorrect. When does that ever happen?
His full name is, in fact, Justin Randall Timberlake. His mum's surname is Harless.
Right, okay.
Yeah, yes. So I Googled that. The first thing that came up to me, it said his dad was Harless as well.
No, it's Timberlake.
Randall's
his name is Randall Timberlake.
Yeah. It's still fun to know that it's Randall.
It is.
His actual name is Randall. I think that's fun.
So, his middle name's Randall.
Oh, his middle name's Randall.
Yeah.
So, his first name's Justin.
His name is Justin Timberlake.
Right.
He actually does not have a stage name.
Right.
But
this is just in Justin Timberlake, real name, Justin Timberlake.
No, okay. Justin Randall Timberlake.
Yeah.
Yes.
But good to know middle name.
Absolutely.
Fun. And I'll be honest with you guys, if I ever am in some place where Justin Timberlake is, I'm 100% going to yell out Randall.
Absolutely.
Because I reckon that'd get Justin Timberlake, people yell at him all the time. How many people go, Randy?
Or we need to go Justin Randall Timberlake. Because what if there's a Randall around?
Justin Randall Timberlake.
There you go.
And so he goes, Mum?
I reckon that'll get him.
Yeah,
that'll
you're
get
right.
him.
Mm.
So based off of that conversation, we decided that we'd do a podcast exclusive game. I would bring a few celebrity real names to you, and you'd just have to guess what their stage name is or what we know them better as.
Okay, cool. This
is fun. Can I have some game show music?
Game show
music. Can I have the wee one?
You want some? Why are you doing a Scottish? Oh, the wee music, please.
A little wee, little bit. Just a little one.
All right.
For those who don't know, this is the Wii Shopping Channel theme. I stumbled across it and I just think it's a great little music thing to have underneath it.
Yeah,
so if you're
nice
suddenly inclined to buy something Nintendo, it's this music.
All right, first question in the celebrity stage name game. I will give you their real name. You just have to guess what their stage name is. All right, number one, Belcalis Almanza.
That sounds like a Harry Potter spell.
It does, actually.
So we don't get options or anything?
Maybe I should have given you options, but no.
Belcalis.
Yeah, we can work. We'll work together.
Can we do a team thing? Absolutely.
All right, Belcalis something.
I'm going to say musician.
Do you want me to give you?
Yeah.
Yes. Musician.
Can we do like hotter or colder, like warmer?
I reckon musician. I reckon female.
Yep.
Rapper. Female. Rapper.
No.
Not a rapper.
I know who it is. I'm going to lock in Nicki Minaj.
Can I lock in one?
Yes.
Or if you're going Nicki Minaj. Oh, we're working together, though. See, I reckon Cardi B.
All right.
Because Belcalis.
No, it's fine.
B.
No, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, we've got Nicki Minaj.
No, go. You go Cardi B.
No, but
so
you know
two
the,
answers.
You know the rappers.
I just got excited.
Someone just lock something in, please.
Do we have to lock in the same answer?
We'll lock in Cardi B.
It's Cardi B.
Oh! We're one for one, guys.
We're there as a team.
Cardless Belcalis.
What's her name?
Belcalis Almanza.
Wow.
Belcalis. Okay.
All right. Question number two. Mark Sinclair.
Mark Sinclair.
Yes. He has a stage name and you know him.
Personally?
No.
Oh.
So that would have made it easier.
Mark Sinclair.
I swear we used to have a boss called Mark Sinclair.
Bob Sinclair?
Bob Sinclair.
He's just like, Mark's not any good.
We're going to go, but why would
you... Hey, man, I'm Mark Sinclair. Sorry, you should change it, Mark.
Why would you go with Bob?
Because Bob works, man. Bob, say it. Do it.
Hey, Bob works, man.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Now say, hi, I'm Mark Sinclair.
How you going? It's Mark Sinclair. See? What kind of music do you do, Mark?
I'm
going to get Bob Sinclair. Should we do some more hints kind of gear?
Is it a musician?
No.
Oh, okay, it's not Bob Sinclair.
Actor.
Yes.
Mark's.
Yes. Oh, Mark Wahlberg. Because a lot of actors change their last name, but they keep their first name. It's quite common.
You reckon Mark Wahlberg?
I reckon Mark. What are other famous Marks?
Well, why are you sticking on the Mark thing? Maybe they've changed everything.
No, it's common in actors to change their last name. A lot of actors and actors. Because also, this is true, when you work as an actor in Hollywood, and that's where most actors have to go, you have to get insured by the Screen Hollywood Guild.
Okay.
And to get insured, you have to have a different name than people before you. So a lot of them change their
name. That's why there's like Michael Jordan and Michael B. Jordan.
Correct. Can you give us a movie that this person was in? The fact that you're struggling means you're not into this actor.
The Pacifier.
It's not Vin Diesel, is it?
Yes. That's the only movie I know him in.
I mean, he's the star of that movie.
I have never heard of The Pacifier.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But he's, what's that honestly, about? I couldn't tell you who else is in that movie.
No, neither.
I've never heard of that movie.
What else is he in?
Guardians of the Galaxy. He's great.
Nope. Fast and Furious.
Nope. Never seen any
X-Men?
Of them.
X-Men?
Nope.
No, he's not an X-Men.
Oh, no. Triple X.
Triple X.
Easy guy.
You saw a ball guy in X-Men. It's Vin Diesel.
Would you like a third
one?
Yeah,
give us one.
Okay, yeah.
Elizabeth Woolridge Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Mum and Dad, why'd you call me Elizabeth? Actress?
No.
Give me the name again.
Elizabeth Woolridge Grant.
Musician?
Yes.
Oh, it's not Cher, is it?
No.
Oh.
Her name's Sherilyn Sask. Kizian or something.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's a fun side bit of knowledge.
I absolutely butchered that pronunciation, but that's what it is.
What's her name again?
Elizabeth something.
Elizabeth Woolridge Grant.
A musician.
Yes.
Lady Gaga.
No, it's Stephanie Germanotta.
Yeah, okay. I actually knew that.
Yeah, so did I, but I'm just trying to think.
Can you hum one of her songs?
Oh, yeah, good call.
Oh, Ariana Grande.
Gandhi. Hurry out of Gandhi. keep going. Will you still love me if... who sings that? No, I'm so beautiful. Who is it? Will you still love me?
Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey. Oh, We've done it.
What's her name?
Elizabeth Woolridge Grant.
Oh, where does Lana Del Rey come from?
I don't know. Gwyneth Paltrow admitted she went off the rails during the pandemic by drinking cocktails and eating pasta and bread.
Oh, so did everybody.
Yeah, well, I do that when I'm on the rails.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no rails, just a train for me.
Where's the train going?
Who knows? There's no rails.
That's the definition of off the rails.
Not if there's no rails to begin with, you know what I mean?
Trails? Oh, my God. Gwyneth explains to the Smartless podcast, she says, I drank alcohol during quarantine. I was drinking 7 nights a week and making pasta and eating bread. I went totally off the rails. I mean, who drinks multiple drinks 7 nights a week? Arguably, a lot of people. I mean, I don't personally, but there are many people that do. She was drinking quinoa whiskey, though. So she was staying on brand, which is
quinoa whiskey,
a good thing. She says, I love whiskey and I make this fantastic drink called the Buster Paltrow, which I named after my grandfather who loved whiskey sours.
I like a whiskey sour. They're lovely.
I don't do whiskey.
Love a whiskey sour.
You get an amaretto sour.
Also don't like amaretto.
What's amaretto again?
It's like gross cherry flavoured. Or is it almond? No, it's cherry.
So I think it's almond. Maybe it's different flavours.
I don't know. I don't like cherry or almond.
Yeah. Okay. Some people don't like egg in their drinks.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What
fun.
That's what a sour has in it. It has egg white in it.
You can make it with, what's that, chickpea water. What's that called? Aquafaba.
Well, that sounds appealing. Vegan. Chickpea water.
I just want you guys to know this might be my favourite gossip we've ever done.
Really?
Yeah. It's just
why?
I don't know. It's kind of all over the place. You guys back and forth, the rails thing. Now we're talking about drinks.
So every gossip.
I just feel like this one's, I don't know.
Really?
There's something inside. I can't put my finger on it.
Really?
Really enjoying it.
This is maybe the worst gossip I've ever done.
No. God, no. There's been some. I feel like this is completely mid-range. There have been some absolute corkers and some real ones.
No,
this one's proper mid. For me, just sitting real mid-range.
On the rails?
No, there's no rails.
I'm like a train.
So that's the thing. That's the thing with gossip.
Doesn't have tracks anymore.
That's the thing with gossip. You know, there are no rails to come off. You know what I mean? If you're never on the rails, are you ever off them?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. That's deep.
Grace, just say it's true. Shut up. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you for backing me, mate.
Greatest segment.
Somebody did. Jimmy, you know I'm really into it. Big Brother 2021, another awesome season. Now, last night, this is devastating to me, we said goodbye to another housemate who was arguably my favourite in the house.
You said she would basically win every challenge.
She'd win a challenge beast, an unexpected challenge beast. Please welcome sheep farming mum, Melissa McGorman. Welcome, Mel.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Mel, I'm devastated for you. You were my favourite in the house. I was hoping when you got eliminated, it was going to be one of those things where Big Brother would chime in just before you left and you were like, you know what, there's a secret room for you to go in. Was there a bit of you, Mel, that you wish that would happen?
Oh, I was. I was looking, going, is the door open? Is the door open? Damn, the door's open. I'm gone.
Now, Mel, I mean, as I said before, absolute challenge beast. I reckon you won 90% of the challenges. A lot of these are strength-based and mental ability-based, and these are things you just absolutely wipe the floor with everybody. Would you agree that it was kind of unexpected for you to be so good at a lot of these challenges?
Oh, I had no idea I had that in me. I think it's just the combination of being farm fit and then just being a mum. Like, your mental strength is just, yeah, it obviously was way better than some world champion athletes. So who would have thought?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we got Katie who's on there, who I guess instigated your elimination, a former ninja warrior, former world champion. You've got Jess on there who's an AFLW star. And then there's Mel, the farming mum from regional SA.
Yeah, farmers, they're a strong breed.
Absolutely killing it. Mel, did you do any prep for any of these physical challenges on the farm before you went in?
I did nothing. I don't go to the gym. I don't know where a gym even is near my house. So it's just lugging children in the paddock and, like, yeah, picking up sheep. So that's all. That was all I did. I didn't even go on any, like, diet or anything. I went in there and then I starved.
Can I ask you, Mel, talking being farm fit and, you know, mentally fit, you know, raising three young children, how are things going at the farm? Because I believe you're looking at, you know, winning that money to help with things on the farm. How is it going at the moment?
Yeah, so while I was in the house, we were just waiting on one more rain to hopefully have an average year. And when I got out, I found out that we did have that rain. So I got out and luckily we were going to be okay. But it's just this next year we're still waiting now to put the seed in the ground and it's still looking very, very dry. So that's really what I was doing it for the future, for the off chance that maybe this year might be a drought. So you don't know what might be around the corner. Hopefully I can get some off-farm income some other way.
Absolutely, Mel.
You can sell teeth whitening or something now. You're a star. Swipe up on Instagram.
Big Farmer, the influencer.
Swipe up for discounts on lamb.
Yeah.
Now, Mel, let's talk about your eviction. Obviously, a little bit controversial with Katie, who is in charge of the opposing alliance to yours, deciding to save Danny, who we've had a few people on now, and we've all watched him, a bit of a bully in the house. You swear by the fact that he's not a changed man. How did you feel when they decided to save him over you?
Oh, look, I thought he's just playing a ripper game. I mean, he's a salesman by trade. I can't believe they fell for his pitch because, you know, I think that's what real estate agents do, don't they? They just lie.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm sorry to all our real estate agent friends, fans.
You're a bunch of liars.
What you got to do in the game, mate? It's what you got to do, you know? That's a part of it. You've got to make these connections and then you have to backstab people. So it's just a tough game, but he's tough and he can handle it. And I actually give him credit for making such a good move. And I think they'll regret it badly, severely.
Mm. Well, I mean, speaking of backstabbing, Mel, the eviction beforehand we saw earlier in the week. Now, we know what you were trying to do, save yourself, obviously, but putting a little vote on Nick in your alliance. And then he made that sassy comment to you afterwards when he went to give you Danny's jacket. How did that make you feel?
Oh, I was absolutely devastated. The poor guy, he's so nice. He'd actually never watched an episode of Big Brother ever before.
Wow.
And so I don't think he realised that was sort of how you end up playing the game. I didn't want to have to backstab anyone so early, but we went so hard, like incredibly hard. And we ended up in that predicament like so early. And I didn't want to have to do it to anyone. I was friends with everyone in there, so it just sucks. And I cried again watching it.
Mel, can I ask you, I mean, you know, it ends up, Australia ends up deciding, but who do you think is going to be there in, like, the final two or three? Who's your tip?
Oh, I reckon Dan, Tilly and Ari. I reckon they're the hot favourites. They're so clever, so, you know, good at the game. And Ari's, yeah, he's really coming into his own right now.
Yeah,
showing
okay.
his true colours. So I think it'd be exciting.
And, and between the three of them, who do you think deserves it, Mel?
Oh, Tilly, all the way.
Yeah, she's
absolutely.
Unreal.
She's
absolutely.
A gem. She's a gem. She's wearing her heart on her sleeve, that girl. She's beautiful.
Hey, Mel, before we do let you go, there was one question I did want to ask. The Daily Telegraph reported something interesting earlier this week, saying that apparently, because there's a lack of what they're calling eye candy within the Big Brother house, that ratings aren't what they should be. What would you say to a comment like that?
I don't know. I reckon I looked all right.
You absolutely did, Mel.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch anymore.
Did.
The eye candy's gone.
Yeah, I know.
Turning it off.
Head to Mel's Instagram.
Yeah,
you know,
get some teeth whitening and lamb.
Mel, well said. But, I mean, yeah, I don't think that's what the show should be about. And to hear something like that, does that disappoint you when you see things like that?
I get disappointed for the next generation. I'm hoping, like, I have quite a big TikTok account, and I've got a lot of followers there, and I don't wear makeup, and I'm out in the sticks, you know. And I think the next generation really appreciate just real people instead of just people with lip filler and Botox. So hopefully we can sway that around and, provide TV that's sort of everybody can be involved in.
Absolutely. Well said, Mel. Recently eliminated contestant from Big Brother, Mel McGorman, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time, okay?
Cheers, guys. Legends.
Jimmy and Nate's Ask Them Anything.
Yes, Hobart, you ask us the questions and Nathan and I do our best to answer them, and producer Grace does her best to get involved even though it's Ask Jimmy and Nathan Anything.
I think people like it when I get involved.
Are you still talking about this segment or?
Who are those people?
Just
you look great
general.
Today though. I like that
Thank
little suit
so
jacket.
Thank you so much. I've got a little blazer on. I'm feeling very profesh.
Very
weird.
Nice.
Weird, you always dress well for the Ask Jimmy and Nathan Wednesdays.
Yeah, I look like crap every other day of the week.
We should change when we do Ask Us and not tell us. See what happens.
We put up some posts yesterday for the Alpha Bucks Blitz and put up some videos of Grace, and someone messaged me was like, is Grace okay?
Yeah, whenever I look like that, people are like, do you want to head home?
Short answer or long answer?
Yeah. All right, question number one. This one comes from @Kelly_G_82. What's your most embarrassing radio moment?
People love this question, so it's made it through, has it?
Well, I figure people keep asking it, so we better
people
address it.
Most embarrassing? I mean, we do embarrassing stuff all the time. This is the thing. What can it narrow it down to?
I've been trying to think about it. I think the only thing that is kind of embarrassing is when we wear budgie smugglers and we posted that. Some people have zoomed in, screenshot it, sent it back to us.
Oh, yeah, but that's
quite cold in the studio,
that comes
guys.
Part and parcel. Well,
but
not
I mean,
much
like,
parcel,
but that doesn't embarrass me. Like, I don't feel embarrassed about it.
No, I don't feel embarrassed about it either.
Have you ever done anything and felt embarrassed?
Well, we did do something once where we took there when we first started in radio, before we were even on the radio, we were mucking around in the studio and we had a massive pillow fight and we almost took a national show off air.
I don't think that was embarrassing. I feel like...
That was just stupid.
I've been trying to think. There's two things I think for the both of you two I can think of. Maybe you can think of one for me. I think the first thing for Nate...
Oh, I've just realised one for you.
Okay, good. You tell me mine. Yeah, I think yours is that time you spoke about those photos you found.
Oh, yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Let's not bring them up again.
And producer Grace, the time you farted.
No.
Oh, yeah,
that's
the
pretty
fart.
I thought you didn't want me to get involved.
Gassy
yeah,
Grace.
But that was
no,
pretty embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
Gassy
and
guard.
Absolutely the most embarrassed I've been on radio. Thank you again.
Oh, yep. Grace.
So much for bringing that up.
Come on.
And what was mine?
Your stand-up. Baby on board.
Yeah, no, you're right. Me doing stand-up on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, look, we all do dumb things, don't we?
All right.
At least you didn't fart on air.
I did not on air. Question number two, shall I continue?
Yep.
This one comes from @JazzGarrard. What, or maybe Gerard. Anyway, what is the colour of both of your undies right now?
Oh. I'm not wet now.
Are you not wearing any?
No, I am.
Oh, I actually, fun fact about me, I only have black Calvin Kleins.
What about if you're wearing white pants?
I still black Calvin Kleins. Well, sometimes I go, nothing. Yours, Nath?
Lacy blue G-string this morning. It was dark and I took Meg's accident.
All right. I just feel like it's easy having all the same undies because then you're not worried.
Yeah,
you just put them on.
So right. Yeah. I've just got so many pairs of undies.
All right, question number three. This one comes from @Michael_Gray84. How do you feel about pineapple on pizza?
Love it.
Hate it.
Oh.
Oh, we've done this. This is
we've done it
many times.
I just despise it. It does not belong on a pizza.
Jimmy
it's
doesn't
fruit.
Like it. Jimmy doesn't like it in a burger either.
No.
I love it.
I love it. Pineapple is in my top three fruits. Mango, pineapple, banana.
By itself as a fruit.
Love it. Think it's amazing. Not on a pizza.
See, I love it on a pizza. I'll have anything on a pizza though. I mean, all you need.
Anchovies? You fan anchovies on it?
I withdraw my statement. I don't like anchovies. No, okay. They're a bit too fishy for me. And they're weird little things.
I like anchovies.
Do you?
On a pizza?
Yep.
Oh,
right. I can't think of any other time I would eat anchovies other than on a pizza.
Don't they make you gassy though, anchovies? You had them that time.
What does make you gassy?
I am the not answering show, that question.
Nathan, we're just chatting about the budget. One of the big winners, mental health, getting an extra. So that's on top of what it's already receiving, $2.3 billion. That is $1 billion invested into the National Mental Health and Suicide Prevention Plan. You and I are big advocates of mental health and making sure, you know, you're looking after yourself and getting help and all that. And I would like to remind anyone, if you do need Lifeline or you need support right now, it is available 24/7 on 13 11 14. Now, just quickly, the other day on the show, I was talking about how, you know, I battle depression and, you know, I'm always, I've got a mental health plan, I see a psychologist, chat to my GP regularly and that. And look, I did the conversation on the show because I guess I wanted other people who are struggling to know that they're not alone, because at times it really does feel like you're the only one, especially if you're not being honest and talking about it. And made a round of applause for Hobart because I was just overwhelmed. Not just on the Jimmy and Nath account, but also on my personal Instagram with lovely messages from Hobart, from people who are struggling, who said lovely things about, you know, it's nice to hear that conversation happening so they don't feel alone. And totally. I'd encourage, look, I mean, I know I'm very privileged to have this platform and be able to do it. But, you know, I'd encourage you to do it in your own day as well, because again, the amount of people that messaged me who said they're also struggling, it didn't surprise me, because part of me is that's why I wanted to do it. But it also surprised me because it's like, we need to be having this conversation more, because if we're all being honest and say we're all struggling, then we're not going to feel as bad when we do. But then also, mate, just people messaging who aren't struggling, who just wanted to offer support and catch up for a coffee or have a beer or whatever it was. So look, it warms my heart to live in this place. I know we've said it many a times, but there's something different about Hobart and something different about Tasmanians. Like we donate per, I love this stat about this state, is we donate more money per capita than any other state in Australia. We are constantly dipping into our own pocket to throw money at things, but we're also just there to lend a, you know, an ear, give a warm hug. Blown away, mate. It's a great place to live, and you're a great bunch of people.
No, absolutely, mate. And what you did was you set the precedent to normalize talking about these kind of things, which is such a powerful thing to do as somebody who, as you said, is privileged to have the opportunity to talk to the people of Hobart. In doing so, what you've done is, inadvertently or not, is encourage people to do the same, which is the most important thing. I mean, what you want to do is, of course, talk about your own struggles because it helps you cope, but you want others to do the same.
It's a free therapy session. Yeah, I don't have to pay for my psychologist. I could just do it on the radio and get off my chest.
I'll be sending you a bill. No, but a round of applause to you, buddy, for being able to talk about that kind of stuff, because a lot of people do struggle to do it, and you doing it helps normalise this and allow people to also do the same.
You know, so, look, I'm very uncomfortable with praise, not just about mental health in general. It is something that I'm working on, though. I do hate being told I'm doing a good job, but I am working on it.
Yeah. Just say thanks.
I know. My psychologist said, she's like, you know, you can just say thank you. And I'm like, no, I can just say nothing.
Here, ready? Let's test it. Round of applause to you, Jimmy. Come on, mate. Sound it out.
Thank you.
There we go. Jim, yesterday we blitzed. We played Alpha Bucks on the road at the workplaces of Hobart until it went off. The first time we did it, it took us 7 goes. Last week when we did it, it took us 4 goes. Yesterday, we thought it might have been even less because we were moving in a downward trajectory. No, it didn't, because it took us 13 goes.
13 goes.
13 rounds.
And I don't want to say too much, but there's some wild accusations out there, Nath, of that you may have to make. But I'm not going to address any of them because it's all lies and slander. Nathan Roy would never do that.
No, absolutely. It's all alleged. It is all alleged.
Alleged.
It's all alleged.
Now, look, I do want to, before we get into yesterday's winner, who was
Ash. Yeah. From Reece Plumbing.
Reece Plumbing, who won $1,000. Look, it was a very long day.
Yes.
It was, look, us out and about the team, Jimmy Nath, producer Grace, for about 12, 13 hours. We were all very delirious towards the end.
Mm.
Now, for people who don't know this, I do all the videos on the Jimmy Nath account, at Jimmy Nath. Give us a follow if you don't already. I edit all that stuff. So yesterday, during the car ride, so I'm in the back seat. I'm editing videos as I go, filming stuff, editing. Nath and Grace are in the front. Nath's driving. Yeah. Grace is giving directions. But that allowed Nath and Grace to have some conversations.
Yeah.
Now, I was filming something. I wasn't filming Grace and Nath. I was just filming something else. But I did get them having a conversation in the front of the car.
Well, this is the thing. The delirium kicks in at some point. When you've been up since 4 a.m, delirium does kick in, Grace. Would you agree?
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I wasn't filming them on purpose, but it was just them in the background of this video. Now, I've tried to edit this audio as best I can. Now, I do have... what they've said in front of me if we can't hear it. But let's have a listen. This is Nathan Grace's conversation yesterday after about 12, 13 hours in the car.
Is that real?
Yes, an albatross is real. Mm. Although I do like flamingos also.
Yeah, cool.
I like peacocks. I actually love birds.
Now, I've transcribed this. I'm gonna read it out. So it says, Nath says, is an albatross real? Grace says, yes, an albatross is real.
Met with some sass, by the way.
Then Grace says, although I do like flamingos also. And Nath replies, yeah, they're cool. Which Grace replies, I do like peacocks. I actually love birds.
Yeah, yeah. So we got to the point, Jim, you're in the back editing. I'm driving. Producer Grace is sitting next to me. Obviously, we're trying to do directions, figure out where to go next, coordinating back with HQ, with Maddie and Shawnee B. And the conversation came up. I don't know what spurred on. Why were we talking about albatrosses?
What started that? I don't remember, but I said 131060, what's your favourite big bird?
Mm.
And then one of us said albatrosses, and then you were confused as to whether they're real or not.
I thought they might have been mythical.
Now, I've texted you both the script there, so what we're going to do is we're going to play the audio again, and then you guys are going to recreate this magic moment yesterday.
Okay, here is the audio from yesterday.
Is that real?
Yes, an albatross is real.
Mm.
Although I do like flamingos also.
Yeah, cool.
I like peacocks. I actually love birds.
So just in case, Hobart, you missed that, here is the recreation of yesterday when we lost our minds.
Is an albatross real?
Yes, an albatross is real. Although I do like flamingos also.
Yeah, they're cool.
I do like peacocks. I actually love birds.
There you go.
People always say they see the hit coming and they go, must be fun in there.
Yeah.
Wonder what they're talking about.
We're talking about that!
Well, we're lucky you didn't transcribe anything else that we were saying in the car. Because here's a little bit of it.
No, I think that's on the Instagram. Me going, this is...
All right, here is the moment. Here is the moment we gave away $1,000. As I said, we were delirious. We'd played Alpha Bucks 12 times. On lucky number 13 at 3 p.m, we gave away $1,000 to a man called Ash from Reece Plumbing, surrounded by his mates. Here is the moment we gave it away.
All right, Ash, are you ready to play for $1,000? Alpha Bucks Blitz, bring us home for 13. Lucky number 13. You ready to play, mate?
We'll give it a go anyway.
Okay. See how we go. Your letter is P as in P for plumbing. Your 30 seconds starts into the first topic I give you. You can pass and we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Yep. Okay, here we go. Ash, your first question, beginning with P. Give me a food.
Pork.
A colour.
Purple.
A breed of dog.
Pygmy.
Something you use at school.
Pencil.
Something you wear.
Pass.
An emergency service.
Pass.
A farm animal.
Pig.
A place to play.
Playground.
A vegetable.
Potato.
Something that grows.
Person.
Something you wear.
Pants.
Emergency service.
Police.
Okay, that's 10.
Quick Google of a pygmy dog.
If there's a pygmy dog.
Pygmy dog. Oh, we've got the thumbs up. Yes, there is a pygmy dog.
Hang on, Matt. Are you telling me, Matt, that there's a pygmy dog?
I
thought there was.
Miniature breeds. There is a pygmy dog.
Miniature pygmy.
Yep.
There is a pygmy dog. Everything else, a food. We've got pork, a colour purple. Some of you use at school pencils. Some of you wear pants. Emergency service, police, farm animal, pig, place to play, playground, a vegetable, potato, things that grow people. And you're telling me, Matt, you can give 100% there is a pygmy dog. You're saying yes, Matt.
We have got all thumbs up here at the office.
Yes!
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.